I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 11 nations in West Africa have agreed to a joint military operation to restore the ousted president of Niger. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says West Africans, and especially Christians, are concerned about extremist groups who are taking advantage of the moment.
A coup creating this instability will just also continue to foster this growth of radicalism. Certainly, it can get a lot of momentum from activities like a coup. And so I would expect that you would see more of the same sort of thing happening in the region.
Terrorist attacks on Christians have already been growing in West African countries like Burkina Faso, Mali, and Nigeria. In rumors of war and political upheaval, pray that the gospel would change hearts in West Africa. And with China's travel restrictions finally lifted, Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China was excited to see local partners and spend time together again. On the trip, Rovenstein says they found out that many believers in rural China have Bibles, but now the challenge is understanding and learning from Scripture.
How do we help those people who have a Bible correctly read and interpret it and understand context?
Local partners said one solution is training more teachers in the Word. Christian leaders in rural provinces often lack opportunities for biblical education.
We've always believed that the Bible is enough, but we also know that the Bible tells us that there's great value in teachers and leaders and those who explain the truth that's been given to them through the Scripture.
Bibles for China is exploring ways that the ministry can come alongside leaders in rural China with encouragement, support, and biblical resources. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.